Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Leader Durkin, the House Minority Leader, Representative Jim Durkin joining us now. Representative, thank you so much for coming on and squeezing us in here. It's great
to do it, Annie. How are you?
Doing okay. Now, I got to ask you a question. I feel very accomplished here on the Annie Fry Show because for the very first time in my life, my show, the Annie Fry Show, was cited in some attack mail. And I started getting these text messages from a bunch of people saying that here in our district, the state Democrats, which from what I understand is Mike Madigan, was trying to talk about how Lisa Schiampoli was against education funding and how Katie Stewart has done such a fantastic job here in defending, education funding. And then we get this next message here, which really blew my mind. An ad that came across my Facebook page here, and it talks about how Katie Stewart is fed up with the political gridlock in Springfield hurting our families. And I said, how can you have political gridlock while Katie Stewart is a Democrat? She's got a supermajority every way you turn. What kind of political gridlock are we talking about here?
Well, that's interesting. You raise a good point. The political gridlock is, I'm not sure where it's coming from, but all I know is that Katie Stewart has taken $1.3 million from Mike Madigan. This cycle, and she has voted for him as speaker, but she wants to return to Springfield to fix and to clean up the corruption. But public official A is Mike Madigan. He is mentioned 72 times in the deferred prosecution agreement. That is the criminal case that the U.S. Attorney's Office filed against Commonwealth Edison, where Commonwealth Edison, over a nine-year period, admitted to bribing Mike Madigan to the tune of $1.3 million, which is exactly the money coincides with the money that she's received from Mike Madigan. But the fact is, the truth never got in the way of the BS that the Democrats spew down there day in and day out. It's mind-blowing when I hear that Bristow and Stewart are both going to clean up Springfield and they're going to root out corruption. But Stewart's right now at $1.6 million, she's received from Mike Madigan. Stewart's at $1.3 million. They are two of the most disingenuous elected officials in the state of Illinois. And for them to actually look themselves in the face and say that they're going to clean up corruption, but they haven't made a decision on Mike Madigan, may be the biggest whopper that I've heard in my lifetime.
We're speaking with House Minority Leader Jim Durkin, and, I want to ask you a bit about Lisa Schiampoli, who's challenging Democrat Madigan minion Katie Stewart in the 112th, and same goes for Monica Bristow in the 111th. We have Amy Ellick and Lisa Schiampoli, two fantastic candidates. I have been working hard down here to get the word out about them.
Oh, I noticed it. I saw a commercial in which they quote you excessively. You're cited as the... is a reliable source on all those ridiculous negative attack acts against Lisa Schiampoli.
So
you've
crazy.
Arrived, Annie. You've arrived.
Well, yeah, I'm the one who's been walking around trying to get signatures to get a challenger on the ballot for Katie Stewart. What do you think about Lisa Schiampoli and Amy Ellick, two Republicans challenging Democrats here? You know, Katie Stewart says she wants to end political gridlock. I'd like to see some political gridlock in Springfield, quite honestly.
Well, here's what she can do. She can stand in front of everyone in her district and say that she will get rid of gridlock, her and Bristow, when they will say that I will not vote for Mike Madigan as speaker in January if I'm elected. That's how you do it. But neither one of them are not going to do it because both of them are tied at the hip with Mike Madigan. So like the work that Mike Madigan is doing for the people of the state of Illinois, then they should vote for Representative Stewart and Representative Bristow and have them reelected. That's my message to them. But here's what I think about Amy Ehlich and Lisa Schiampoli. I like them so much, and I'm coming back down to the Metro East this week to campaign for them and to talk about the truth and to dispel the nonsense that is that has been spewed. But they're obviously concerned about their races. That is an area that is turning Republican, has been turning very Republican very quickly, but one that is a, it's a border. Those are border districts, and we're losing businesses, we're losing families and businesses to Missouri on a daily basis. Both of them voted for the constitutional amendment. That is the worst. That is the single worst ballot initiative that has come that has been placed in Illinois on the, you know, in ballot history. Both of them voted to put it on the you know, the fair tax on the ballot. Neither one of them can back that up. It is the worst thing for, you know, for our small businesses, our farmers. But let me just add one thing. I just did a press conference up here. Governor Pritzker, who's the one who said that millionaires and billionaires need to pay their fair tax. They need to pay their fair, you know, they need to pay their freight. And what happened, we found out that the governor in 2000, for his 2018 taxes, he's the fifth wealthiest man in the state of Illinois. Paid $118,000 in state income taxes. So he claims that, you know, that the fair tax is going to bring in over $3 billion. He is woefully short for the, and he's found ways to be able to avoid paying taxes for a man who's worth little close to $4 billion. So he talks about fair share, fair share. He hasn't paid his fair share. Yeah. And that is from his own filings. You know, Andy, it's important that people know that the governor believes that the wealthy should pay more, but he doesn't pay more. He has not paid his fair share. He pays $118,000 of state income tax. And if this constitutional amendment passes, it's only going to add $70,000 to his state tax liability if he stays within the same range. And this is a man that's worth, he's the fifth wealthiest man in the state of Illinois. So both both Katie Stewart and Monica Bristow, you know, they have some explaining to do of why they are allowing the governor to twist this message of how this is only going to affect the 1% or less than the 1%. It is going to be pushed on the middle class. But I will tell you this: that they're both Lisa and Amy are wonderful. They're noble individuals. Mm-hmm. That and noble women that want to, that truly want to change Illinois. And I will say this: you vote for. I'm sorry, Amy, and also Lisa. Those are two less votes for Mike Madigan.
Yeah, completely. I want you to give us an real quick here, a little example of how things work in Springfield and why Katie Stewart's just hand in hand partnership with Mike Madigan and Monica Bristow's hand in hand partnership with Mike Madigan, how Katie Stewart and Monica Bristow can be permitted to vote against something that maybe Mike Madigan is supporting. Because they don't need him. When you have a supermajority, it's politically beneficial to let Katie Stewart sit a vote out or to vote against something, because then she can go back to her constituents and say she stands for something that obviously she really doesn't stand for. And how much an advocacy from a Republican in that seat would benefit what you as the minority leader, and how wonderful would it be to make you the majority leader, getting those Republicans to replace those Democrats in those seats, how much value that would add to what we can do in Springfield.
Here's what's important. One, both of them, they are bought and sold, bought and paid for by Mike Madigan. It's clear that they are. They both voted for the constitutional amendment to place it on the ballot. So let me just play out a scenario for you. If the amendment, if it does fail in November, and I hope it does, and I'm doing everything I can to have the constitutional amendment fail, there is a chance that if Mike Madigan is able to hold on to a supermajority, that Pritzker and Madigan will place it back on the ballot for in 2 years from now. If I'm able to get Lisa and Amy elected, we can stop the constitutional amendment forever being resurrected again in Illinois. That's what's at stake. And I do believe that the tax question is failing, and I believe it will fail. But I'm worried about that Madigan will be able to keep the seats that he has, and he will be able to place it back on the ballot in 2 years.
One other candidate. that one other candidate real quick I wanted to mention to you, as you're talking about Amy and Lisa, is also David Freese.
David's fantastic.
We need to make sure we're talking about his name. I know Amy and Lisa are right in my neighborhood, but David Freese is another huge pick.
David Freese, a little further south, we are feeling very good about his candidacy. David's working very hard, and we, like the other races, we're doing everything we can financially to get him over the finish line. But I will say that the issues that I have experienced down in when I've been in the Metro East, it's been taxes, and mainly the constitutional amendment. And to me, that is the most important issue that we see in the Metro East, but I'm seeing it in the suburbs of Chicago right now. You can't trust the Democrats. And, you know, shame on the Democrats who placed it on the ballot. Monica Bristow and Katie Stewart were able, and there were votes in favor of it to place it on the ballot. It's the wrong thing. It doesn't reflect the district. It just doesn't reflect those districts down there. And you know what? When we see that Governor Pritzker is not paying his fair share, who is going to pay for it? It's going to be the middle class. They're going to change the rates, and that's just wrong. So let me just say this also, that not only did they vote for the constitutional amendment, but these two voted to give themselves a pay raise in this last budget. They can spin their way out of it as much as they want, but they failed to block the pay raise. And you know what? They say that it's not going to be funded. It is a legal obligation that the state of Illinois is going to have to follow through with. So we've got not only Bristow and Stewart voting for the constitutional amendment, putting it on the ballot, but also we have them voting for their own pay raise.
It's unbelievable. It absolutely is. Real quick before I let you go, you've run a few races in your time, and people are listening right now. We have so many people in the state of Illinois, but we also have friends in Missouri who want to see a better Illinois in the future. What is a $5 donation to one of these campaigns do? What is the decision to use your feet, knock on a door, or to get involved, to connect with their Facebook pages? Like, what kind of action for people who are very passionate about this and have the time, the money, the inclination to be helpful, where do you direct them to
direct them to their websites? $5. A dollar goes, we stretch a dollar longer than anyone in the state of Illinois in any campaign. We're competing and winning in races that we shouldn't be winning in, despite being outspent 5 or 10 to 1. So I will just say this, that if people who live in that region are pleased with Mike Madigan and the work he does, then vote for Monica Bristow and Katie Stewart. If they want to see Mike Madigan gone, not only vote for Lisa Cimpoli and Amy Alec, but go to their websites and make a contribution, large or small. Every dollar is going to count over the next 2 weeks.
It sure is. Thank you so much, Leader Durkin, for the time today. We welcome you here to the Metro East as you come.
I'm looking forward to coming down there again this week. I'll be down there Wednesday and Thursday.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. We look forward to speaking to
you soon. My
pleasure. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.